keep a good big fire burning there, freebooters. Snakes don't like fire. We'll keep it going and sleep round it tonight. What's that you got there, Scummy?
The stoat had been laboriously scratching away at a piece of slate with a shard of flint. He held it up proudly.
"'Tis a poem I writ for our good old captain and poor Prince Blad, just to remember him by."
Vorto could not help sneering at the stoat.
"Ha! You writing? Rubbish! Freebooters can't write!"
Riggan stamped on Vorto's paw and glared at him.
"Leave Scummy alone, of course he can write. I'll wager tis a good poem. Come on, Scummy mate, read it out."
The sea scab's crew enjoyed the fact that one of their number had some learning. They encouraged him heartily.
"Aye, go on, Scum. You show the mate."
The stoat stepped into the firelight and began reading his efforts. Slowly at first, but gaining confidence as he rendered his eulogy to Plug and Blad.
"Captain Plug had an heart of gold. He was good at looting and slaying. Plug could lay out some wax with his battle axe and laugh just as if he was playing. Aye, but he was like a father to us. Ain't a single beast here can say they didn't enjoy a kick from the captain once the sea scab got underway. But I tell you, mates, I cried salt tears when his tail fell off in me paw. Robbed of his tail by a foul, sneaky trick, far from home on some foreign shore. Whenever I think's a dear old Plug, the sight'll haunt me mind of me and Grubbage fixing that tail with sticky stuff to his behind. But our captain is gone, and every one must curse those horrible snakes. And live in hopes Plug was tough as old ropes and killed them with stomach aches. But hearken, mates, to the tale of poor Blad, all fat and white with pink eyes, slayed by a cauldron of oatmeal. Ain't that an awful surprise? Whacked on his royal head by a big iron pot, Blad liked oatmeal as much as the next. But not the full lot served up piping hot. I'll bet you he felt rather vexed. Aye, Captain and Prince, we ain't seen him since. What a sad, gloomy story it makes. One killed at lunchtime by breakfast, and the other et up by snakes."
Scummy took his bow, amid fervent applause from both sides. Many of the freebooters wept openly, tears coursing down their ugly, bewhiskered faces. Under Vorto's watchful eye, the rat guards bowed their heads, bodies shaking as if racked by grief. However, they had difficulty controlling their laughter, as none of them had been particularly fond of the fat, spoiled prince.